what do you see from this latest version of the Jets?
Well, I think kind of the typical Jets team. Real good on defense, real good in the kicking game, explosive on offense. They got a lot of guys that can gain a lot of yards in a hurry. The receivers, Burris, Mason, of course, Antonio Holmes, Keller, Tomlinson, Green. A couple of new guys like McKnight, Curley, you know, that haven't played a lot, but when they've gotten in there, they've looked pretty good too. So a lot of guys to get ready for. Ferguson, Pro Bowl guys on the offensive line. They're a good, solid team. As usual, good in the kicking game. Strong on defense. Good scheme, good players. There'll be a lot to get ready for this week.
Bill, can you talk about how they, with Plaxico, what do you bring for them? And when you're watching film, are you looking at film from previously, or do you look at this season in terms of actually evaluating him?
We did look at him in the off season. Because his general availability is something that we normally do. Look at all the players that are not connected with the team. But he hasn't played in a while until this year, and I think there's plenty to go off of this year. He played quite a bit in preseason. Of course, he's played here during the regular season. So I think. Kind of what we normally see from him, strong physical guy. Go up and get the ball. Even if he's covered, he's really not covered because he's capable of going up and taking the ball away from the defender. So good down the field, good on a catch and run, or get a tackle.
Bill, you obviously did pick up a receiver and trading for Tocinco, but how seriously did you guys consider Plaxico in the off season?
I don't know. I mean, we look at everybody. Obviously, you don't get everybody, so some things come together, some don't. But we'll work with what we got. I'll work with what they got. See how it goes on Sunday.
Bill Taylor Price was active last week. How much further along is he? Would have you been able to see out of him in practices? Is he someone that he's like he can finally get a chance to get in there?
We'll see how it goes. Overall, our receiver group's been pretty productive. But Taylor, when he's had an opportunity to play, has been productive as well. So I think all those guys know that they've got to be ready to go, take advantage of their opportunities. There's good competition at those positions. We've been able to put several different guys out there, and they've all been productive. So guys know when they get their opportunity, they gotta make them count.
When you're looking at the Jets, I can't remember how many games they had Mangold. I thought it maybe had been just one, but do you look at them? Do you study more with Mangold in there and their run game and how they protect, or have you looked at more recent film with him not in there?
We watch all their games, and we prepare for all the players on the active roster every week. As we all know, that can change in one play early in the game anyway, who's in there and who isn't. So we have to be prepared for all of them, and we'll do that. Study him. We'll study all the other players on the roster too. Whichever ones they decide to play, then there's nothing we can do about that. We just have to do our preparation. Whoever we get, know how to know their strengths, know their weaknesses, how we want to try to play them.
After all these years, and you played the Jets so many times, does it still feel a little? Do you get a little more excited preparing for Jets week, or focused, or anything like that?
Oh well, it's a division game, so of course it's a big game. All the division games are. This is the next one, so we'll put everything we got into this one, and then when it's over, we'll take a look at it and move on and put everything we got into next week's game. So it's obviously an important game. We'll do the best we can this week to maximize our preparation opportunities and be ready to go on Sunday.
Phil, does the playoff game from last season factor at all in the preparation, or is that too far removed?
No. We'll look at all the games from last year and all the preseason games and all the regular season games. We've seen them all. I mean, of course, we spent, you know, in the off season, when we do our off season scouting reports, that's really when you go back and can really spend time on the previous year's games, and then you know, take what you have, the information you know, obtain out of that, or ideas, or whatever, and then you look at this year's stuff, and you factor that into it, and then come up with a game plan, and you know, figure out what you want to do.
Bill, for the players who would have been a part of that team, playoff team, do you want them to factor any emotion for how the season ended for them last year into a game like this, or are you more interested in them focusing strictly on this season?
We're most interested in trying to go out there and play well on Sunday. That's what we try to do every week. We've won plenty of games in the past. We've lost some. Those games really don't have much bearing on this one.
Bill, just quickly, one thing you guys did add, kind of a little offensive wrinkle, was it looked like Dan Connolly pulled on a couple running plays, which I can't remember. Can't remember if Copen did it. Is that something that Connolly is able to do, or had you guys done that before?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the, well, I mean, basically what you do on the offensive line is you, on a running play, you have, I don't know, obviously on the play, but, you know, you have so many players to block so many players. You have, you know, three to block three, or two to block two, or four to block four at you know, the entry point of the play. So based on how the defense aligns and what you anticipate they're going to do after the snap, if anything, you have different blocking options. So, like, all three of us can just go get our guy, or two guys can block down and one guy can pull, or one guy can block down and the other guy can pull, or, you know, there's different combinations depending on where you're trying to enter the defense. And so really a lot of that's based on the front and the way that the defensive line is aligned, and possibly what we think they'll do from that alignment. And a lot of that's done at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, when we call the play in the huddle, there's times where we don't even know if we're going to be pulling or not. It would depend on their alignment. You know, like, how can we best get those three guys, or those two guys, or whatever the play is that we're assigned to, if that makes any sense. I'm not trying to get too complicated here, but it's really just a matter of numbers and blocking angles. And, you know, part of the play will be blocked one way, and then the rest of the play, you know, you have to get a defensive lineman, or two defensive linemen and one linebacker, or a defensive lineman and two linebackers. Mm-hmm. Based on their alignment, what's the best way to get to those guys? So, whoever the center is, it wouldn't make any difference, or whoever the guard is, it wouldn't make any difference.
Okay.
It's more based on the play and the alignment of the defense on that particular play, and then that call's made at the line of scrimmage by the offensive line.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll take a final question. Thank you, Coach. Hold the line. We'll have Pepper Johnson on next.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Thank you.